Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Radio Program with Dr. Bob Teal speaking to us remotely by telephone. Dr. Teal, the Church of God recently completed the fall holy days, ending with the last great day, and now the season of so-called traditional holidays begins, starting with Halloween. Can you give us a little insight into Halloween and the difference between Halloween and the biblical holy days?
Certainly, Steve, I'd love to do so. You know, many Protestants and Roman Catholics celebrate Halloween. Yet, as it turns out, many Protestants and even some Roman Catholics denounce it. So why do we in the continuing Church of God not celebrate it? Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but I'd like to start off with the Bible. I'm going to be reading from the New King James, and this is Leviticus 23, verse 2. The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. Now that chapter then lists the weekly Sabbath and various annual holidays, such as the last great day, which we just observed. But nothing that's listed is anything like Halloween. So since Halloween is not listed as one of God's feasts, we don't feel any obligation to keep it. Now, this is not because God's against fun, particularly since God's word said to rejoice at his festivals in Leviticus 23, verse 40. But the reason we do what God says is because he says in Deuteronomy 10, 13, his ways are for our own good. And in terms of holy days, the Bible, actually, the book of Deuteronomy, basically says we're not supposed to figure out how to do it our way, but God's way. For example, in Deuteronomy 12, verse 8, it says, we're not supposed to do as we do here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. Then it goes into keeping the Feast of Tabernacles, and then says we're supposed to rejoice before God. So God says, okay, don't do it your way, do it my way. And you're not supposed to say, well, in my mind, this is the right way to do it. God says, no, no, that's not why. Now, another reason has to do with the word itself. Now, Halloween is an Old English word, and it means hallowed evening. Now, it's the night before the Roman Catholic holiday that they claim they've gotten from Eastern Orthodox, which is now called All Saints Day. Now, in Mexico, it celebrates the Day of the Dead.
So what you're saying is that Halloween is somehow tied into a Roman Catholic and or Eastern Orthodox holiday called All Saints Day?
Absolutely.
So is All Saints Day mentioned in the Bible?
No, not at all. And so because of that, amongst other reasons, we don't consider that the evening of October 31st is holy. We also don't believe that the dead can be prayed to or that they can intervene for us. And so we feel by observing this day, we're giving credence to the idea that somehow it's holy time. But it's not. You know, the dead do not become more accessible then. And I know others don't agree with this, but actually, dead saints don't answer prayers. Now, as far as names go, you know, there's other names that the Bible doesn't enjoin. For example, Christmas means the Mass of Christ. But in our church, we hold church services consistent with those of the original Christians in the first and second centuries, and those do not resemble a modern Roman Catholic Mass. You know, then there's another holiday they call Easter, and that name comes from one or two fertility goddesses, Astarte and or Oestre. Again, we think that's promoting something we can't biblically endorse. Now, as far as why the Church of Rome chose Halloween to be when it did, it was actually on the Day of the Lord of the Dead. So I want to read something from the Protestant broadcaster of CBN, The Facts on Halloween. In AD 835, Pope Gregory IV designated November 1st as All Saints Day or All Hallows Day. The term hallow refers to saints. The night before November 1st, which is October 31st, was known as All Hallows Evening. Now the Celts worshipped the Lord of the Dead, Lord of Death, also called Sovwin by the Wiccans on October 31st. So, Lord of the Dead, you know, when you hear that expression, some scriptures come to mind. For example, in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 27, Jesus said, "He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Therefore, you're greatly mistaken." So we don't think we should be celebrating something for a God of the dead. And the second, and I'm going to read this from a Roman Catholic translation, the Douay Rheims, Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5. "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know nothing more." So that's not something we think we should be doing. Now, I'd like to go to the old World Book Encyclopedia back in 1966. It says that the Druids, which was an order of priests in ancient Gaul and Britain, believed that on Halloween, ghosts, spirits, fairies, witches, and elves came out to harm people. From these Druid beliefs came the present-day use of witches, ghosts, and cats in Halloween festivities. The customs of using leaves and pumpkins and corn stalks as Halloween decorations also comes from the Druids. The early peoples of Europe also had a festival similar to the Druid holiday. And in the 700s, the Roman Catholic Church named November 1st as All Saints Day. The old pagan customs and the Christian feast day were combined into the Halloween festival.
Well, Dr. Teal, if the World Book Encyclopedia states that the Christian feast and the Halloween festival were combined, what Christian feast day was combined with Halloween?
Well, there's no Christian feast day that was combined with it because we're not supposed to do that. You know, let me read something. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting in verse 19 from the Apostle Paul. "Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of the demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" And so basically this is saying, don't think you're better than God. you can resist all this stuff. Don't go this direction. You know, and the Halloween certainly condones demonic elements, so we don't observe it. Furthermore, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, the Apostle Paul said to imitate him as he imitated Christ. Now, of course, Jesus didn't observe Halloween. Of course, Paul didn't either. And I don't think they would be doing it today. Jesus warned people wouldn't listen to him if they followed the devil, which is, this is from John 8, 43 through 47. And it says he speaks a lie because he's a liar from the beginning. Jesus said, "Because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me." He said, "Whoever hears God, hears God's words. And if you don't hear it, you're not of God." And so one of the reasons I started off with the scriptures talking about which days does the Bible say we should be keeping. And so Halloween certainly isn't one of them. And it's also not in the New Testament.
Well, I understand the verses you just quoted. But what is the major problem with simply celebrating Halloween?
Well, its basis is a lie. You don't pray to dead saints to intervene, okay? That doesn't make sense that way. But furthermore, let's go to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. Jesus said, "You'll know them by their fruits." He says, "Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?" He says, "Every good tree bears good fruit. Bad tree bears bad fruit. Good tree can't bear bad fruit. Bad tree can't bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. Therefore, by their fruits will you know them." And what are the real fruits of Halloween? Now, you know, some Protestants teach that this is an excellent time to meet your neighbors and witness to about Jesus. But surely there's better ways to do that than to co-observe a holiday, which goes against various aspects of scripture. And in the Bible, it repeatedly warns against practices of witches in Exodus and Deuteronomy and Galatians. and dealing with ghosts and things like that. You can read that in Deuteronomy and in Chronicles.
So are there really witches and ghosts mentioned in the Bible?
Well, certainly in those passages. And furthermore, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, we see that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And isn't it rebellious to observe a religious holiday where many actually try to look like witches?
Yes. Well, Dr. Teal, you just mentioned that Halloween is a religious holiday. What religion is Halloween a part of?
Well, certainly not the faith that we in the Continuing Church of God hold to. Again, it was originally from the ancient Druid pagan religion. But I'd like to point out something that the Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5, starting verse 19. He says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery," like witchcraft, "hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you before, just like I told you in times past, those who practice those things will not be in the inherit the kingdom of God." You know, many dress up in lewd ways for Halloween, to basically encouraging fornication, perhaps even adultery. And certainly Halloween has elements of revelries the Bible teaches against. Plus, you know, it's actually not good for people to eat a lot of candy. You know, I actually suspect that many of the cavities that I have, and I haven't had any since I was a teen, came from eating Halloween candy, because I used to keep it as a kid.
Okay. So
Halloween certainly has trappings of the works of the flesh that the Apostle Paul warned Christians against.
Well, Dr. Teal, the holy days ordained in the Bible begin on a specific date. Is there any significance to the date of Halloween?
Yes, there is. Getting back to the Protestant broadcaster CBN, it noted, "The Celts and Druid priests began their new year on November 1st, which marked the beginning of the winter. They apparently believed that on October 31st, the night before the new year and the last day of the old year, Samhain, their false god, gathered the souls of the evil dead who had been condemned to enter the bodies of animals." Now, that is not, by the way, when the Bible says the year begins. If you go to Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, it says, talking about the Hebrew month of Abib, which begins in late March, early April, God declared, quote, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." So we in the Continuing Church of God don't want to celebrate a new year that begins at pagan times and that's opposed to scripture.
In closing, Dr. Teal, can you give us a summary of the reasons not to celebrate Halloween?
Certainly, and a summary is the way to go because there's so many things we could go into here. But to summarize, first of all, we know that Halloween is not enjoined as one of God's holy convocations. Second, scripture warns us that we're not supposed to do what's right in our eyes. You know, next, or thirdly, the name suggests that it's a day to pray to the dead, and that's holy. But that's certainly not the case. And, you know, the date chosen is the same date pagans honored the Lord of the dead. But Jesus said that our God is the God of the living and not the dead. Therefore, you know, Halloween is a lie. And the date that they chose has to do with the beginning of a pagan year, not a biblical new year. You know, Halloween observances contain demonic worship practices. And the Apostle Paul told Christians that they shouldn't do such things when they worship God. And of course, neither Jesus nor the Apostle Paul kept anything like Halloween and wouldn't do so today. And we're supposed to imitate them. And furthermore, fruits associated with Halloween, like witches, lewdness, and having drinking parties, are really not appropriate for Christians. Anyway, we believe these are important reasons why we in the Continuing Church of God do not celebrate Halloween. In 1 John 4, it says that God is love. And in Deuteronomy, it says God's ways are for our good. That's why we don't keep Halloween.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews, written articles, and videos, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy. for the Bible News Prophecy Program.